the drawdown from Iraq is in its final stages. We know how the troops are going to get home. But how is all that stuff going to get back here? That's where the Defense Logistics Agency comes in. Twyla Gonzalez is the Director of Disposition Services at DLA. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So what then would DLA's role be, and how is it going to be working to get all of this equipment home?
Well, let me talk a little bit about what DLA does, and then I'll talk about specifically what we're doing to help the troops get their stuff out. As probably a lot of you know, DLA is America's Combat Logistics Support Agency. We provide Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, other federal agencies, and combined and allied forces with the full spectrum of logistics, acquisition, and technical services. The agency sources and provides nearly 100% of the consumable items America's military forces need to operate, from food, fuel, and energy to uniforms, medical supplies, and construction equipment. We also provide more than 80% of the military spare parts, which is what you see coming out of theater today. In addition, we also manage the reutilization of military equipment, which is where my organization comes in, and provides logistics information products, manages a distribution network, kind of the full spectrum of logistics support. We are a global enterprise, so wherever the U.S. has a military presence, DLA is likely there as well. Specifically for the drawdown in Iraq, my organization specifically had four locations embedded with the troops that provided disposition services, reutilization, demilitarization of items. So the military services are responsible for kind of determining how they're going to get the stuff out of country, the things that they feel need to come out, the things that were going to be shifted over to the Iraqis, and then those things that weren't worth kind of bringing out and would be taken care of in country.
So how much are we talking about?
Well, at the height of the drawdown, we were estimating that there were probably about 44,000 containers worth of stuff still in country that needed to come out.
What kind of stuff? Are we talking small pieces of equipment or big trucks and things?
We're talking about a wide variety of a lot of things, from nuts and bolts to MRAPs.
Well, so when you say container, you mean a full-size ship container?
Yes, sir.
Of material.
Yes.
And so DLA works with the armed services? I mean, how does the process work? They decide what they want to do with each piece of equipment, that is the armed services. Does DLA arrange for the shipping, or do they arrange for the shipping? I mean, what do you do versus what the armed services do?
Yeah. So if you saw, earlier this month when the last convoys were leaving Iraq and going into Kuwait, they were bringing, things with them. The stuff that would be positioned in Kuwait would go through what we call a sort of a retro sort process, meaning the military would open up all those containers and do one last sort prior to determining whether or not things would need to come home or come into my yard in Kuwait for final demilitarization or processing that way.
Do they have to actually physically eyeball each and everything?
They do.
It's got to take forever.
It will be a process. Containers are still arriving in Kuwait. We expect that will go on for, probably a few more weeks. And then the process of sorting and segregating will continue until all of those containers are empty.
We are speaking with Twyla Gonzalez. She is Director of Disposition Services at the Defense Logistics Agency. So we're out of Iraq, but it sounds like we're going to be in Kuwait for quite a while.
I think so, too. The the process that's going on in Kuwait, as I mentioned, will take several months, if not longer, for all of those containers to be sorted and segregated and ultimate disposition made.
Now, I understand it's not your job to decide what stays and what goes, but is everything coming back, or would you know if there are some things that are going to be left behind?
No, not everything is coming back. Over the last several years, there's been quite a bit of rigor put into the supply chain discipline process, so that we know that those things that the Army or the military make decisions about keeping, that a lot of that has already started moving back to the States. So what's left are those, you know, the containers that they still need to go through. They'll make the ultimate disposition decision, and then either they come back or they'll come into the disposition services yard there in Kuwait for final disposition.
So in Kuwait, that means that something, the decision will be made whether to, say, if it's an old cannon or something, it would go to an Iraqi playground as an ornament, or it could be what? What else would happen to it? Yeah, if it didn't come back, what could happen to it?
It probably wouldn't be an Iraqi playground ornament, not in that particular case.
Well, you know.
It depends on if there are military characteristics for those items that the military decide not to bring back. They come into the disposition services yard. They're likely to be demilitarized, which basically means any sort of military characteristic would be removed and the item destroyed, so that it wouldn't fall into the hands of people we wouldn't want to have, you know, those items. So a lot of scrap is produced as a result of that. And I can tell you that over the last 3 years, let me just give you a frame of reference. In FY09, we processed about 104 million pounds of scrap. In FY10, that bumped up to 173 million pounds, and last fiscal year, it was 123 million pounds. So that's a lot of scrap that's produced from things that we're concerned about, that we don't want, that we want to make sure don't fall into the wrong hands.
So mostly sheet metal and castings, I would imagine.
Lots of that. When you think about, you know, some of those armored vehicles that, again, crossed over the border into Kuwait earlier in the month, items like that get reduced to scrap if they're battle damaged.
Okay, say if something comes back, say trucks or, you know, whatever, some type of weapon comes back and it's to be refurbished, is that DLA or is that a different command?
That would be the military services making those decisions to bring that stuff back.
And then it goes back to their own locations, wherever they do their refurbishing.
Yeah, exactly. In the Army's case, it would probably be, you know, Red River Army Depot in Texas or Anniston in Alabama.
Twyla Gonzalez is Director of Disposition Services at the Defense Logistics Agency. We thank you for joining us and wish you luck in that big process.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.